This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar today said that the pure electoral rolls are the bedrock for any democracy. He made these remarks while addressing the National Roundtable Conference of Election Commission of India and State Election Commissioners today in New Delhi. Talking about the special intensive revision SIR, Mr. Kumar said that all eligible electors should be in the electoral rolls, while all ineligible must be excluded. He added that the SIR have started in Bihar and completed flawlessly with zero appeal. He said apart from making the electoral rolls pure, it also is necessary to make it accessible and easy for the voters. He said the special intensive revision started with the state of Bihar, and after that the exercise was conducted in 12 states, out of which final electoral rolls of 11 states published. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day state visit to Israel from tomorrow. He is scheduled to hold wide-ranging talks with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv. Talking to Akashvani News in Jerusalem, Mr. Singh informed that the Prime Minister Modi will meet President of Israel Isaac Herzog and will address the Parliament of Israel Knesset. He said India and Israel are on the same page on the issue of terrorism. He added that whenever there has been a crisis, the two countries have stood by each other.
On terrorism front, India's policy is very clear. As Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji has already said many times, that we have zero tolerance policy on terrorism. In this particular front, I think India and Israel are on the same page. And whenever there has been a crisis, both the countries stand with each other.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Rob Jetten on assuming office as the Prime Minister of the Netherlands. In a social media post today, Prime Minister Modi said, India and the Netherlands share an extensive relationship across diverse sectors. The Prime Minister expressed his eagerness to work closely with his Dutch counterpart to add further momentum to the growing ties between the two countries and the people. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has conveyed his greetings to Foreign Minister of Estonia, Margus Ishakna, and its citizens on the Independence Day. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar reaffirmed the commitment to further strengthening the friendly ties between the two countries. Secretary General of the Gulf Cooperation Council, GCC, Jessem Mohammed Al Budawi, has arrived in New Delhi this morning. In a social media post, spokesperson of the Minister of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, said that his visit will further deepen the historic and strong India-GCC ties. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan said that tourism is more than an industry and it is a bridge between the cultures and a driver of the economic opportunities. Addressing the U.S.-India Strategic Partnership Forum Tourism Leadership Summit in New Delhi, the Vice President said that tourism is a powerful instrument for soft diplomacy. He highlighted that today travelers seek experiences, authenticity, sustainability, culture, heritage, wellness and meaningful connection. The U.S. State Department is pulling out non-essential government personnel and their family members from the U.S. Embassy in Beirut amid growing concerns about the risk of a military conflict with Iran. A senior State Department official said the U.S. is continuously assessing the security environment based on the latest situation in the region. The official said the embassy remains operational with core staff in place and this is a temporary measure intended to ensure the safety of the staff. The State Department earlier updated its travel advisory for Lebanon, repeating its warning that U.S. citizens should not travel to the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today remembered former Tamil Nadu Chief Minister Jayalalitha on her birth anniversary. In a social media post, Prime Minister called her a charismatic leader and outstanding administrator. He said her life reflected grit and determination and highlighted her focus on welfare-driven governance, women empowerment, social justice and inclusive development. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan also paid tributes to former Tamil Nadu Chief Minister on her birth anniversary. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, West Indies defeated Zimbabwe by 107 runs in the Super 8 match of Group 1 at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.